The word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
Psalm 121 is referred to as a song of ascents. Verses 1 and 2 says, "I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." Proverbs 14 and verse 34 says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Proverbs 29 and verse 18 says, "Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law." Today, it is the law of Christ which should be followed. Has this country forgotten who the maker of heaven and earth is? Have we become a divided nation of apostates? If so, there will continue to be dire consequences based on what Jesus says regarding division. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 25, Jesus says, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand." There are some things so profound and impactful that it cannot be ignored. This country used to be referred to as a Christian nation. If that is no longer true, then we will no longer strive to be as the Pledge of Allegiance says, one nation under God. Which begs another question. What would Jesus say about what is being preached today? Matthew chapter 5 and verses 13 and 14, Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." The word of God is our roadmap for righteous living. As related to Jesus, Titus 2 and verse 11 says, quote, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age." God-fearing words of encouragement are much better than words of division in any form. Psalm 133 is referred to as Song of Ascents of David. Verse 1 says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Jesus said to his disciples in John 16 and verse 33, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." There is a peace, a calmness in the lives of those who trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior. Jesus says in John 10 and verse 27, quote, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." There is no greater opportunity than today to develop a new attitude with a different outlook on how to live in this present age. John 3 and verse 17, Jesus says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." That's the good news. Despite the dark ways of this world, all because of the mercy and grace of God, which begs another question. Do you know Jesus? If not, you need to.